The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. You're listening to an interview recorded as part of our MagQuest series at MagFest 10, the Music and Gaming Festival, in National Harbor, Maryland. Enjoy. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakmas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
I'm Benjamin Price.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. Welcome to the program today, continuing our MagQuest series here at MagFest, the Music and Gaming Festival. We have the Megas.
Indeed.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Eric.
I'm Josh.
There you go. We're not doing that?
Well, yeah, no, go ahead and introduce yourself and also say what instrument or what your role in the band is.
Eric just goes, I'm Eric, and then points at me.
I'm Eric, I play guitar and stuff.
Yeah, I'm Josh, and I play guitar and stuff.
And I'm Greg, and I play bass and stuff.
I'm Mikey, I play drums.
Any stuff?
No stuff.
I'm Brian, I play keyboards and stuff.
Yeah. Awesome.
And you play that thing. What's that thing called?
It's not a theremin, but it's like one.
The Alesis Air FX.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
All right, well, as your name might imply, you guys take inspiration from the Mega Man series of games, right? Which games do you draw most heavily from in the series in terms of inspiration?
It depends on the album. I mean, Get Equipped is Mega Man 2, and then the Megatainment one is Mega Man 1, and we're currently working on a Mega Man 3 record.
Awesome.
It'll be, yeah.
When's that coming out?
Sometime this year is the goal.
Yeah, as a goal. We have some tracks you can hear if you're at MagFest. You can go down to the
listening station,
check out four songs or three songs, four tomorrow morning. It was supposed to be four,
but when they listen to this, I mean, they weren't at MagFest.
Yeah, so it's too late. Sorry.
You blew it. You weren't here.
Yeah, it's just you should come to MagFest because
things,
cool stuff happens.
Yeah.
Oh man, well they're living vicariously through us.
Okay.
Yeah. Getting to talk to you guys.
Indeed.
How many times have you guys been to MagFest?
This is our fourth
year.
Yeah.
All right. So how do you think this year compares, particularly with the venue? Because this hotel is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's big. It's actually it was kind of scary. It was so big.
Yeah, the first day and a half, I could not figure out where anything was. Now, I feel like I've got a pretty good understanding of how it's laid out.
I think my favorite part is the fact that you don't have to wait 3 hours for an elevator.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, that's
or find a secret elevator somewhere.
Yeah, and there's more than one restaurant you can go to.
Yes, indeed. And there's things within walking distance.
Yeah, and you
can get your picture with the gingerbread man.
Yeah. That's a huge plus.
All of these DreamWorks characters.
Yeah,
I guess
Puss in Boots is around.
Yeah, you can
really.
He's floating around, yeah.
The Shrek Feast.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is exactly, but I'm sure it's entertaining for the whole family.
Yeah, the food sounds disgusting.
I mean, last year's hotel was, I don't know, it felt like maybe a third the size as.
Yeah, that's where they've been there. They were there for how many years?
Every year that we did it, I think the first year we did it was their first year at that hotel.
Okay.
But
yeah, I mean, last year was our first year going at all.
Oh, okay, great.
So, I mean, you guys are veterans compared to us, but I just remember, you know, things were tables in the hallways and in the lobbies and literally every bit of space they could use. They crammed everything. And so it's nice that everything is in, everything is in its own self-contained space. All the games in one room, all the market in one room. But it was kind of fun, the whole insanity, because you did not know what you were going to stumble on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they got rid of the whole, like, treasure chest things.
I did see one.
Yeah, I saw
one in the arcade room in between the two X-Men cabinets.
And I saw one in the hallways right outside the music halls.
Hmm.
So they still be around.
It's just a way bigger pool to find them in, so they're more difficult.
It'd be nice if they were fewer and, you know, far between and they just had better stuff in them, because over the last few years, it was like you'd open it and there'd be like candy bar wrappers and
but someone took whatever was awesome.
A used condom.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, I gotta take.
Is this a human finger? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about you guys and your music. What are some of your influences, first in terms of video game music, but also just non-video game music?
We don't really know any music besides video game music
anymore. Yeah, it's.
I admire your dedication to the cause.
Yeah, yeah. It's just happened. We stopped listening.
There's so
to
much
real music.
Good music in the scene. You know,
it's hard. It's I feel like whereas I'm very passionate about music lately, like I can't really answer that question. There's not a lot of good bands popping up, which is why this scene is really cool, because I think all these bands that play here are great. It's like this new, fresh, awesome scene. So I like video game bands a lot. We all do.
Yeah.
Awesome. So who are some of the bands, or just guests in general, that you guys are excited to see here as fans?
Bit Brigade.
Yeah, we're really excited to go see Bit Brigade
tonight. I saw them last year when they did Ninja Gaiden, and it was just sweet. Like, they just... Such a good way to present video game music, because, you know, so many bands just kind of... You know, there's only a couple ways to present video game music, you know, and
yeah.
A lot of bands kind of do the same thing where they just do straight covers. You know, some are harder than others, and some are a little, you know,
jazzier,
yeah. You know, but it's always like just, you know, straight covers or arrangements, and it's just such a cool way to present video game music, because now you have a direct link to where it's coming from. You see the levels, because, like, you know, they have the live...
Yeah, they have a guy... Just to clarify, they have a guy that sits on stage and speed runs the game while the band plays the music to the game.
And
like,
it's just
as soon
awesome.
As he finishes the level, they like end the song and then they play like the finish the level music. And tonight they're doing Mega Man 2, so
yeah,
they're kind of
fun.
It's like they're playing all songs that we're familiar with. So it'll be cool to see their take on.
I
want to
see the guy's speed run too, because
he's amazing. Yeah, it's gonna be the shortest set ever. That game doesn't take long to beat.
Yeah, I always thought those were like pre-recorded videos of people playing.
No, he's on stage doing it.
Yeah, he sits
wow.
with like a little TV in front of him, and then they have it up on the projector, and he's like flawless.
I was talking to him actually over by the booths, and he's a cool guy, and I was like what other games are you gonna do? And I was like, it would be awesome if you could do a Legend of Zelda run through, because I never beat that game and I just want to see it. And it was cool to see Ninja Gaiden, because that game was hard.
Yeah.
And he just sat there and beat it. We got to see all the cinematics and listen to this great music. I was like, wow, this is just the best. And Mega Man 2, unfortunately, like, I've beaten it. I've seen all of it. I wish it was a game that I hadn't beaten. Like, and he was like, yeah, you can beat Legend of Zelda in like 30 minutes, but, you know, I have to practice. And, you know, there's some games where there's a good chance that I will die a lot, you know, and I have to... I have to do a game
make sure you can do it flawlessly every time.
Otherwise, you know, it's going to be a long set, you know.
Yeah,
so.
and for the crowd, just watching him die over and over again, that's going to get a little depressing.
But what's great is, like, if he dies, they play the die music and stuff, too. So they're prepared.
That's awesome. See, that can't happen in any other, like, genre of music.
It's just such a great way to present it. It's just so smart. I love it.
Dude, the Ninja Gaiden thing is impressive, too.
Yeah,
it's a hard game. When you get to the end of that game, it's really, really hard. And then when you get to the boss, it's like almost impossible. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, he's got to figure it out.
So what do you guys think it takes to stand out as a video game music band, given that, you know, a lot of it is some of the same music being performed in different ways, and there's just a lot of bands with very similar, even names get confusing or themes? Or is it something you guys even worry about? You just, you know,
I don't think we worry about it.
We don't worry about it because we inherently stumbled upon something that stands out on its own a little bit. You know,
I think, and like a lot of it is just doing what you love too. Like a lot of these bands are fan service, and everybody's having a really good time. Like nobody's out to make $1 million, you know. And so that's real admirable. So like standing out is not always
the goal.
It's just to get up there and play the songs you loved, the songs you want to hear, and the way you wanted to hear them. So there are differences in the band. I think we lucked out, and somehow, for some reason, we stand out. You know, I don't think that was our intention when we got into it. It was just like, hey, we should do it this way. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
you know,
the only way that occurred to us.
Like, adding the vocals and the lyrics is not something most of the bands do. But now it's like, we just saw a band called Those Who Fight downstairs, and they're kind of doing a similar thing. So I think it's like starting to catch on, because people are trying to differentiate themselves from, you know, just straight guitar covers of things. Like, and Random Encounter, another band that's playing, they have an accordion player.
Yeah, we interviewed them yesterday.
Yeah,
one of their guys,
Descendants of Erdrick, they have a violin. So it's like, you know, people are starting to add elements that you're not used to hearing to try and make it feel different.
Which which I really like as a music fan. You guys started in 2004.
I think that's when we started.
How did you guys get formed, get started?
Me and Eric were buds. We went to college together, and then we both moved out to Southern California, and I had no friends, and so me and Eric decided to be friends. He filled in that gap, and then we were both unemployed, and we were just hanging out in his loft, and I played part of this song I had started, the Dr. Wily theme song, and it had lyrics to it, and he was like, "That was great. We should finish it."
Yeah,
so
you need to write a chorus and
yes.
It and
so we came up with different parts of the song, and which is what you hear now. And we recorded it, threw it up on MySpace when MySpace was alive, and and just kind of didn't expect anything of it. We're just like, "Let's make a band. We're a band, ha ha ha!" And it was just the two of us, and we started throwing it, and somehow people started adding us and fanning us, and then. Greg came on and was like, "You guys like Mega Man 2?"
Well, Eric knew that I liked it because I remember on a road trip, I had my, Game Boy Advance, and I had an emulator on it and was playing Mega Man 2, and Eric was like, "Oh, I love that game. Like, plug in the audio so we can all listen to it in the car." And I was like playing the game, and we were listening to all the stage music in the car. So,
are you guys all from the same area?
Me and Mikey are from San Diego. We played in a band well before the Megas, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know Eric through... He was friends with someone I went to college with, and we all did, film school stuff together. So that's kind of the link there. And then Brian actually did one of the very first podcast interview we ever did. It was Brian's podcast.
Oh, cool.
About game music, and... then,
4 years later.
4 years later, we were tinkering with the idea of adding another instrument and a keyboard player.
And we asked him, "Do you know anybody that plays keyboard?" And he's like, "Guys, I play keyboard. I played keyboard forever."
We had seen his band play. He was in a band for a long time playing keyboard, and we had watched their band and never made the link, likes game music, plays keyboard, we want keyboard.
those things added.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah. You're a little slow in the uptake.
Astute powers of observation.
Megas are not good at deduction.
So one of the questions I've been asking all the bands that we're interviewing here is about the genre of video game music, and does it ever feel kind of restrictive operating within that genre? To put it another way, sometimes you want to play original music, right? And a lot of times you're playing for crowds of fans who just want to hear covers. Is there ever kind of pressure to, I think you mentioned, the fan service.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just want to play something original, maybe.
We had a member in our band that wanted to play original music a long time ago, our old drummer, and we kicked him out immediately. We're not interested in playing
But in a weird way. At least half of our songs, the arrangement, there's a lot of original stuff.
We do a lot of adding parts, and that's kind of our way of getting
that
originals out of our system.
It's not to say that your music isn't original, because obviously you're taking familiar themes and putting new spins on the new twist, and that is in itself original. But say, some bands just strictly do video game music. Some, like Random Encounter, for example, also do other original songs within their albums. So I just kind of asking all the bands just to kind of get a feel for that, how it works operating within that genre.
It's an interesting question, because most of the time I feel like we are doing originals.
Yeah.
And walking around MAGFest, I'll walk past the stage and I'll hear Mega Man 2 or Mega Man 3 music. And the first thing my gut reaction is, why are they playing our songs?
I
totally had that experience the other day. I was walking by Jam Space and somebody was playing Airman, and I was like, "Oh, they're doing a Megas cover. Wait, hold on a second." No, they're not.
I wouldn't call. There's a lot of difficulty in taking a song that's written and then saying, "Okay, this song, this 30-second loop now has to become a pop song."
Yeah.
And have a chorus and a verse. There's a, that's hard.
And like you have to use every part of the song.
Yeah,
we
you have
trouble
to,
with that sometimes. Like there'll be one part that's weird and
yeah.
stands out. And
you have
like,
to use every part of the song.
Use it
just
somewhere.
Like the Native Americans.
Yeah, or there's a song that we hate. Like when we did Get Equipped, I hated Crash Man. I hated that theme.
Mm-hmm.
It just annoyed me. And but you can't just not do Crash Man's theme, do seven Robot Masters, and only do the ones you want to hear. At least the way we were doing the album. And so we did it, and ended, like I love the song now. And the way we ended up coming up with a song out of it was just kind of awesome. But I don't know if that's restricting or it's just challenging, you know?
Yeah that is an interesting challenge that probably other
yeah.
bands would not have to deal with.
And it's fun to, like, the thing that isn't restricting is the story, because the story's so limited, like, what they tell you. All you know is a robot, he's blue, like, you play the game, and what you see in the game is all the story you really get.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we know Dr. Light built him, and things like that, but because there's so little written story, you know, in the game, it kind of leaves the world open for us to kind of explore.
Do you think that's why Mega Man in particular has been such a popular sort of theme or inspiration for so many bands to draw from?
I think the music's just excellent.
It's just the music.
Mm-hmm.
That's
music
really,
is
really
just
well
so excellent, and the game, like Legend of Zelda, we all know the theme to the original Legend of Zelda, but there's really like only two or three songs in the whole game. It just
yeah.
like repeats the overworld and then the dungeon theme and then like the fight scene, you know, like that's it. And with Mega Man, it's like you always have eight Robot Masters, each
eight
Robot
songs.
Master has his own theme song and it's catchy as hell. And then there's the Dr. Wily theme that's somehow better than those songs.
Yeah.
You know, they always seem to, like, okay, the best song has to be the final level. So it's like you win the cool, awesome song when you get to the last level. That's, like, your reward.
Yeah, and I mean...
So,
I mean, and the whole concept in Japan is rock and roll. I mean...
Yeah, like, the characters
Man.
Are named Rock Man and,
yeah.
you know, his sister's
it's
role.
It's, like, really, really musical.
There's blues, you know, instead of Proto Man and
bass and...
Well,
yeah,
yeah, they're Gospel and... What is it? Gospel and Forte is their name out
mm.
in Japan.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
the one where they are music
yeah.
here
yeah.
not music there.
Yeah, finally Capcom of America was like, oh, I see what you guys are doing. We'll still change the name, but we'll keep it music-related.
That's pretty awesome, actually. I mean, I've only played, like, some Mega Man. Like, I'm not
mm-hmm.
as huge a fan. So do they actually write... new themes for every single
yeah
for every single
the,
game
yeah.
the only games where I think they repeat or the songs that were repeated was sometimes they would repeat like the when you select a boss to fight it'll be like da 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 that song has made multiple appearances but not many like most of the games have a different song for even that.
Yeah,
you know, and the opening theme's always different. It's
I mean, that's a really impressive feat for.
Yeah.
Who, do you know who composes the music for the Mega Man?
It was
Man
like
games?
Yuki-chan's Papa was for two.
That was
and
his like that was his stage name.
Yeah.
I think he had a kid named Yuki-chan or something. That wasn't his real name.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty impressive to be I mean, there have been so many Mega Man games and
yeah,
just
and
have consistently great music.
And yeah,
all.
And they definitely were influenced by American 80s
yeah,
hair metal.
I was reading an article, and that's like, I don't remember which composer, but he was just like, well, we just had this little machine to compose, you know, what sounded like a rock song, like
yeah.
our interpretation of a rock song, but I'm using this
sine
really
waves and...
bitty sounding, you know, keyboard, and I'm hearing hair metal from America, so I just kind of tried to emulate that to a certain degree, and it's
nice.
It's like, you know, two times removed. It's just neat.
Yeah. So do you guys ever play venues outside of, you know, video game music sort
conventions?
Of places? Like, do you, you know, just go to a rant, go to bars?
We try not to.
We try not to.
We used to do that
yeah.
every now and then. And it wasn't a very good experience.
We
yeah.
do, yeah, every now and then I think something will pop up where it's not really necessarily a video game related show that we'll play, but we really, the video game related stuff is just so much fun. So
yeah, I mean... It's gotta be a lot more rewarding. I'm just
yeah,
wondering.
Just it seems to be where people want to hear it. Every now and then when we play a show that has nothing to do with video games, I think we get a good reaction, but it's never as
there's
awesome.
No connection, like
yeah.
people don't get it. Like, oh, they're singing about Mega Man.
Yeah.
Or
they appreciate the songs as original songs, but they're not like...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll, like, we'll do something in San Diego occasionally, because we have a ton of friends down there, and they all have bands. But when we do it, it's usually like a family thing. You know, it'll be like
mm-hmm.
a bunch of friends are putting together a show, and we go down there to hang out and play and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I ask is because I'm wondering, you know, if you guys have played in other bands that were not video game music, just how video game music fans compare to other, like, crowds that you've played for. If you just, you know, kind of see a difference in the way they behave or the way they act.
Oh, there's definitely a difference.
Yeah. They're definitely, like, I mean, video game music crowds will sing, like, just the melody of the game, even if there's no lyrics there, which is an awesome thing to see.
It's, yeah, like, last night we played a Snake Man song, which was a new song, and I could hear the crowd going, da 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 da. Yeah!
Awesome, awesome. So, Josh, right?
Yeah.
I noticed you're wearing a Three Wolf Moon t-shirt. Have you just been beating off the ladies with a stick all weekend?
It's insane, man.
How are you managing?
I don't know why I wore this shirt. I just want to be left alone at this point. It's crazy.
It seemed like a poor strategy there, then.
Yeah, I know. After this, I'm going to go change my shirt.
Right on.
Did you bring Three Wolf Wolf?
Yeah, I got Three Wolf Wolf, so I'll change into that.
I saw an awesome t-shirt on the internet. It was a parody of that. It was three Will Wheaton moon.
Nice.
So it was three pictures of Will Wheaton from Star Trek, like Will Wheaton now and Will Wheaton as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then the moon was a giant D20.
Nice.
So.
I want three keyboard cat moon.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Yeah,
sure.
That's
a good one. All right, well, do you guys have any questions for the guys?
I'm good. Everything's covered.
Yeah.
All right. Was there any? You sort of mentioned a new release that's coming out, but are there any other projects or shows or anything you want to plug? Announcements.
We have a San Jose show coming.
Yeah, we're playing a thing called Rockage in San Jose. It's February 11th and 12th. It's like, the guy that's putting it on is trying to start, you know, some kind of a game and music thing on the West Coast, which is pretty rare. Like we always come out here for the BitGen shows in Baltimore and for MAGFest here and for Nerdapalooza in Florida, but there's not anything like that on the West Coast yet. Well, besides PAX, but that's way up the coast from us.
Yeah.
But he's putting this together, and it's the first year, and they're going to have a bunch of arcade cabinets and some video game music and stuff, so we're trying to get that going.
We would love it if a scene popped up on the West Coast, so we didn't have to travel 3,000 miles to have, like, a really good show. But
yeah, I wonder why it is that there isn't as much of a scene on the West Coast.
People are just...
Because the beach
jaded.
Is nice, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, will you guys be at BitGen again this summer?
I believe so,
yeah.
We're definitely hoping to be there
and
be
have
at Nerdapalooza again. Like, we took last year off of BitGen and Nerdapalooza. We had played the previous two and three BitGens, and... It was tough when that weekend rolled around. We were like, oh, we would have been at BitGen today. Like, yeah, everybody's posting on Twitter about it.
Yeah.
Kind of bummed I'm not there, so.
We made some good headway in the album, though, that.
Yeah.
The whole month, so.
That's good.
To make all the fans understand, like, we don't want to be the band that shows up and has nothing new to offer and just plays the same songs. And Mega Man 3 has taken a really long time, but it's a lot of really hard work.
There's 20 songs on the album.
Yeah. It's gonna be like a 20 song. It might be an actual double album.
Wow, that would be pretty cool.
So,
all right. Well, I mean, hopefully we see you guys at BitGen. We're local there, so we go.
Oh, cool.
That'd
be great.
For a year, so hopefully we see you there. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much
for joining us. Thank you for boldly going nowhere.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.